بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Unique advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam pertaining to buying and selling, displaying sublime character during buying and selling and its significance. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves a person who is easygoing and conducts himself gracefully when buying, selling or retrieving a debt. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be gentle in your approach when dealing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with you kindly and graciously. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of believers is the one who is gentle when buying, selling, retrieving or paying a debt. Note, the above ahadith demand that a Muslim be kind, generous and gentle in his approach to his dealings. Nowadays people consider it a sign of weakness to conduct themselves in this manner and they feel that they have to be aggressive in business. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted a person entry into Jannah who was easygoing and magnanimous when buying, selling and when paying or retrieving debt. The secret of prosperity and barakah. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever desires an increase in his sustenance or desires that people should speak well of him after his demise, should bridge the gap between himself and the family relatives who have broken off the relationship. Note, Allama Aini rahimahumullah has written that this hadith is the prescription for barakah in one's wealth. Dawud ibn Isa rahimahumullah narrates that the Torah states that good conduct and good relationships with relatives make the house of a person lively, increase his wealth and increase his lifespan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.